This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Good Sunday evening to you. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio on the lead vocal there, Becky Bailey. And welcome, Punk's Delight, part of the Christmas Revels show. We're getting ready for Christmas Revels, a celebration of the winter solstice happening at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth College in Hanover, with six performances from December 15th through the 18th. Welcome to our studio, Maureen Burford. She is the artistic director for the Christmas Revels. So what have we here? Set the stage for us.
We're going back to Elizabethan England. That's the Tudor period and the reign of Queen Elizabeth, which was a long reign. She was born in 1533 and died in 1603. And we're catching this very interesting time in England, where you can hear these different varieties of instruments are being played, and wonderful vocal singing, both country style and court style, are part of this show. So we will actually, and we'll have the Queen. She'll be visiting Hanover, New Hampshire.
So you'll get to see the Queen.
You will.
Medieval carols, period music, some rounds, and of course, the audience will get to participate again this year, right?
They will. We have some surprises for the audience this year, and they always get to sing with us. There's dancing at the end of Act One for people who'd love to jump up and dance to the Lord of the Dance in the Isles, and a little bit of an acting role for one member of our audience.
That will be a surprise?
It will.
Would you like to introduce our guests?
I'd love to. We have four fabulous musicians who are playing a multitude of instruments in our show. I don't even have a count. But and they've played together many times before for the Revels and in other venues. Jay Rosenberg is a singer-guitarist, and he's also an actor. Liesla Kulbach is playing with us also. Hildur Kolow and Karen Hansen.
Was it a prerequisite to have studied with Marlene Montgomery in order to be in the show this year?
Well, I think they all have that in common. And no, it wasn't a prerequisite, but it is part of their shared tradition. And they've played, you can hear in their sound together the comfort they have playing and listening to each other over these many years.
It's a lovely, lovely sound. How about another piece? And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the show.
Oh, Karen would like to introduce this next piece. This is Karen Hansen.
Hello. The next piece we're going to play is for the Queen's Entrance. It's called The Earl of Oxford's March, and it's by William Byrd.
Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And Punk's Delight here in our studio helping us prepare for the winter solstice and the Christmas revel celebration happening at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth College in Hanover, December 15th through the 18th. Welcome back, Maureen Burford. She founded and directs Creative Lives and also is the artistic director of Revels North. And you also have some summer seasons, too. Is that correct?
We do. We have a summer solstice celebration that happens every June, which is a volunteer chorus. We don't do auditions for that show and have a wonderful time actually celebrating right on the solstice. And we also have had for the past 4 years a children's chorus, Revels Kids, that starts up in January. We're taking a hiatus this year due to the flooding.
Mm. Oh, and the flooding really did ravage your costumes and some of your set. Is that right?
That's true. We had 7 feet of water in our costume and props barn.
What a mess.
It was a mess. It was a sad day. But we also had a huge rescue team. 90 people came and helped us clean costumes and rescue props. And all of the Elizabethan costumes that were there are going to be on the stage this winter.
And so you pretty much recovered from the flooding?
We recovered quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We estimate our losses at approximately $45,000. So we did have a significant loss, but we had a lot of hands in the recovery process. So we are getting back on our feet. We've had generous donations from our community to support us in recovery.
You have brought with you these really accomplished musicians, but I know you also draw from the talent of the Upper Valley. You want to tell us how you actually get your cast together?
Sure. It's a fun process. We decide on the theme of the show, and then we try to find our guest instrumentalists right away. In this case, Karen Hansen and Hildur Kolo live right in our neighborhood, and Lisla and Jay are from the Boston area. So once we know who is playing, then we can begin to pick the running order, and we do auditions for our singers every year and for the children's chorus. And this year, Becky Bailey, who's singing today, is also the children's chorus director. We have two children's choruses. We had so many talented kids audition that we simply couldn't say no. So she's dueling choruses, and we just had our first rehearsal with them. They were fabulous.
How many people do you have in addition to the professionals that we have? I'm guessing it's
85, maybe on our show, on our stage this year.
That's a lot of crew, isn't it?
It's a lot of crew. It's a lot of energy. And it's fun to see how they all bring their different pieces together. We have dancers who were working with Tony Behrens in Brattleboro, who many of your listeners, I'm sure, know, mm-hmm. to learn a broom dance for the show. We have a buff and sword dance. So we have all these dances that are being learned. We have actors working on the Mummers Play and their different parts in the show, and the musicians and chorus. So as it all begins to come together, it's really, truly remarkable.
It is remarkable. It's a visual extravaganza.
It's
the sword dances and the mummers dances. You know, it's really quite the spectacle.
It's beautiful.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have some folks here from the Christmas Revels celebration of the winter solstice. What should we hear next?
I think Karen might be ready to do A Virgin Most Pure with Becky Bailey, the band and Becky.
A virgin most pure as the prophets do tell shall bring forth a baby as it hath befell. To be a redeemer from death and sin, which Adam's transgressions hath wrapped us in. I am therefore, be you merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside, Christ Jesus.
Becky Bailey on the lead there with Punk's Delight here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Revels North presenting the Christmas Revels celebration of the winter solstice, December 15th through the 18th. Maureen, you have quite a few shows that are going to be happening, don't you, during that week?
We do. We have 6 shows. The first is on December 15th, Thursday at 7 p.m., and then a Friday, 7 p.m., and we have a 2 p.m. show on Saturday the 17th and an evening show. And then another matinee on Sunday, the 18th at 1, and an evening show early at 5 p.m. that evening.
How do you decide what you're going to present? I know we've had a Norwegian show. We've had a Scottish show. Last year was the French-Canadian show. Now we're back in England.
That's a fun question. We both think about the running order for each show, and then we think about where will we go next. And so it felt good to go across the seas from Northern America in Quebec last year to England this year and back in time a little further to the Renaissance period. So I think about where we, what century have we visited recently, what part of the world, what kinds of sounds. And some folk, some shows have more of a folk element and some more of a, well, I don't like to differentiate too much between classical and folk music because they were all played by the folk, but more of the court sound or... So this show has a nice balance of both, and it felt fun to do a show in English.
I know some of our guests have performed in other Revels shows around the country. How many other communities are presenting the Revels? Do you know, Maureen?
We have 10. On the West Coast, there are 3 companies. There's one in Colorado, one in Texas, one in New York City, one in Washington, D.C., Cambridge, which is the mothership, and then up here in Revels North.
And each region selects their own program?
Yeah, we do. We also get together in February in a really warm place in Phoenix, Arizona, and we watch each other's shows, and we talk about what we've done, what we might do. We share ideas around. This show has ideas from the Portland Revels, from the D.C. Revels, from the Cambridge Revels, and then some of my own writing in the script. So it's fun to borrow and share our ideas, and often our performers as well.
This has been kind of a tradition for about 30 years.
30 years. I think Cambridge is going on its 40th year. And we're following right behind that with our 36th show this year. Oh, 37th. Excuse me. My producer's correcting me. That's right. It's 37. I'm aging along with the Revels.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have the Revels North presenting the Christmas Revels, a celebration of the winter solstice. We should hear something else. What would you like to play now?
I think they might move on to a tune just with Punk's Delight. Is it Argiers? And you'll hear the sound of the bagpipe, a soprano drum, and a bass crumb horn in this piece.
Somebody brought their crowbars.
It's what it looks like.
Can you tell us a little bit about that piece that you just played? Karen from Punk's Delight here in our studio on the Folk Show at NHPR.
Hi, that was a country dance tune which was compiled by John Playford in The Dancing Master in a publication from London, 1651. And the tune Argiers is, we really don't know what it means, but it could be a garbled version of Algiers, as in Algeria. And we were playing, Lisa and I were playing crumb horns, which is German for curved horn. I was playing a soprano. Lisa was playing a tenor. And Hilda was playing the bagpipe with one drone. And Jay was playing tambourine.
They're fascinating instruments. You know what we'll do is we'll take a video of the instruments, and then we'll post that on our website so people can not only hear them here during our program tonight, but they'll be able to look at the instruments a little bit later on.
We'll comb our hair.
Okay. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guests in the studio, folks from the Revels North, getting ready to present the Christmas Revels Show celebration of the winter solstice, December 15th through the 18th. Let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what you can expect the week of that week in December, including a book signing. More about that coming up right here on the Folk Show at NHPR.
I'm Virginia Prescott. Right now at wordofmouthradio.org, immigrant and refugee students become authors and illustrators of their own stories.
Like, first we painted the papers for pictures, and some other teachers helped me write a story. Like, I told them and they write it and they fixed the grammars and stuff.
Can art therapy provide broad brushstroke learning for new Americans? That story and more at wordofmouthradio.org.
Support for NHPR comes from You Are Members and Lars Heating Systems, manufacturing boilers and water heaters for homes and commercial buildings for over 60 years. Built in New Hampshire with pride. Information at laars.com. And Vineyard Brands, importers of Pinot Noir from Chile's Conocer Winery, a carbon-neutral winery. Information on the web at vineyardbrands.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Come again, sweet love doth now invite. Thy graces that refrain to do me due delight. To see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to dance with thee again. Sweetest sympathy to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy. Gentle love, draw forth thy wounding dart. Thou canst not pierce her heart, for I that do approve by sighs and tears more hot than are thy shafts, to tempt well she for mighty triumph loves by sighs and tears more hot than are thy showers, did tempt well she for mighty triumph loves.
The lovely sound of Becky Bailey on the vocal there with Punk's Delight in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Becky, how many revels have you performed in? Have you been counting?
I do kind of lose count, but I think this is my fifth, or it might be my sixth.
That was just lovely. Would you like to tell us about that piece?
Well, I believe that's a piece by John Dowland, is it not? And it's been covered by a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, but one thing I'm very moved by is the idea that it's really a kind of a pop song for that time. It's not really meant to be a classical tune. It's just direct from the heart.
What keeps drawing you back to your performances with the Revels?
Well, I really love my dual role in performing the shows and working with the kids. And the kids are just an amazing force in the show and in my life. And to keep music going, all sorts of music, all sorts of traditions, is really the main goal of Revels. And bringing kids in is the way to keep that going.
Do some of the children come back year after year?
Some of them do, and we always like to get new faces in, and we had so many returning and wonderful new faces this year that we tried this for the first time, two different shows. Each cast will do, of the children, will do three shows each. They're alternating, and they're just an amazing bunch to work with. They're learning from each other, and they're working together beautifully.
another really interesting thing about the Revel shows is I'm always seeing instruments that I've never seen before ever. Quite an array of instruments that are featured in the Revel show. How many do you think you've got?
We have a variety of instruments from different families. We have strings. We've got violins, rebecs, viola da gamba.
What's a rebec?
Rebec is an early kind of fiddle. It's a medieval instrument, probably brought over to Europe during the Crusades. And we have viola da gamba, which means viol of the leg, which is actually tuned like a lute. It has six strings. It looks a little bit like a cello, but it has frets. We've got lute. We have lots of different kinds of wind instruments, recorders, flutes, bagpipes, sackbut, which is an early trombone, pipe and tabor, and some double reeds, shawms, crumhorn.
Bass dulcian.
Cornetto, which is a sort of early proto-odd trumpet played by Jay Rosenberg. And
so you're really bringing in some authentic, you know, some really authentic.
Yeah, I mean, we try for authenticity, but we're not married to it because we want to capture flavor. And
Karen, have you performed in previous Revel shows?
I have. Mm-hmm. I've played in the Revels North in 1999. That was my first year. Hilder hired me for the Elizabethan Revels, and Ruth Mayer, our queen now, was the queen then. I've played in Washington Revels and the New York Revels. Hilder is, well, these three have been playing in Cambridge for many years. Mm-hmm. Lisa, you want to take over?
Well, I was in the first Cambridge Revels, I think, that was directed by Carol Langstaff. That was Jack's son, of daughter. It was, well, no. It was Jack's daughter, and she started the Cambridge Revels after at least 10 years after Jack had done his first Revels in New York City. And I was actually in the audience of that first Revels in New York City at Town Hall. And then Jack said he was never going to do that again because it was very cost-consuming. And then Carol started it up in Cambridge, and it became very popular, and he started to direct it again. And that's been going on for, what did we say, 40 years.
Right. Lisa, you have some great memories of John Langstaff and Carol and the whole Revels tradition.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Well, Jack also was very steeped in the English tradition. The first Revels was an English traditional Revels, and with the mummers play, and the and singing with the audience was something that he got, I think, from the Robert Shaw Chorale. And he got many ideas from many different places, and I think the genius of the Revels is to put so many different elements of performance into one place. You have children, and you have hired people, actors and musicians and brass, a brass group, and then you have a whole amateur chorus and people moving around on the stage and people doing tricks, and it's just a whole combination of people involved in one big event that's wonderful. It's very inclusive at the same time as it's raising the level of a lot of different people. And it's a wonderful also training ground for people who want to be in theater. You can go from many different avenues. You can do lights, or you could do, you know, dancing and get involved in many different ways.
There really is something for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, on December 11th, I understand there's going to be a book signing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
At the top of the Hop at the Hopkins Center at Dartmouth College from 4 to 6 p.m., we are having an afternoon with Susan Cooper, who's the author of a new book called The Magic Maker, A Portrait of John Langstaff and His Revels. And Susan's poem, The Shortest Day, appears in every Revels show every year across the country now for 40 years. So it's become a true Revels tradition. And she has a beautiful inside lens to Jack's process and his way with people and his magnetism on the stage and his voice that seemed to reach to the edge of the theater and bring everyone in. So it will be wonderful to have some time with Susan talking about Jack.
That's on December 11th. And where is that exactly?
That's at the Top of the Hop,
okay,
which is at Dartmouth College, just above the arts performance areas at the Hopkins Center.
We're visiting with folks from the Revels North. They're getting ready for the Christmas Revels, a celebration of the winter solstice at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth College in Hanover. Six performances, December 15th through the 18th. Could we hear another selection?
Yes, we are going to play Mr. Dolly, which is the Border Dance Morris tune. It's quite raucous. And it's done with sticks.
Delight here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's Lisa Kolbach, Hilder Collot, Karen Hansen, and also Mr. Jay Rosenberg on the instruments here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to be giving you a little glimpse of the instruments that these folks have been playing, so visit us on the web at nhpr.org, and we'll be posting some pictures of the Revels and or these folks, Punk's Delight, from the show that's happening in December. And it's hard to believe that the holidays are just around the corner. And for many, the Revels performance is a tradition and something that they don't want to miss year after year. Maureen, what else should we be reminding people about this show that's coming up, this musical adventure that will encompass the golden age of Queen Elizabeth?
Well, we have a bit of a story this year. Without giving too much away, I'll say that a celebration is underway in sort of a Norwich Inn kind of location, a little outside of London. So for those of you from the Norwich, Vermont area, you'll know what I mean, a sort of favorite village manor house. And we have an unexpected visitor, who is the queen. So it might be like unto having a president arrive unexpectedly due to weather and have to sort of encamp over the holidays for with the local folk and be entertained by them. So they are working for the second half of the show to figure out how to entertain the queen.
So you can just imagine our president just stopping into a contra dance.
Exactly. That would be the flavor.
Maybe in a snowstorm, with no way out.
That's right.
What would they do? What would they do? This is NHPR. It's the Folk Show. It's a real treat this year and every year to have Maureen Burford stop by with the Revels North to get us ready for this season, to get us ready for the winter solstice. Could we have another piece? Do you have another something that you could play for us, Karen?
Yes, we will play O Mistress Mine, which is a familiar tune in the Renaissance. You can hear it in Twelfth Night. Festi sings it. There are many, many different arrangements of it. This one in particular is by William Byrd, and it's from the Fitzwilliam Virginal book. So it was arranged for virginal, the sort of keyboard instrument. For this particular show, we're going to play on flute, tenor recorder, alto sackbut, and viola da gamba.
Thank you.
Bronx Delight here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, part of the Christmas Revels celebration of the winter solstice. Not only will Punk's Delight be making their appearance at the Revels show, but they're, one of the other highlights includes the St. George and the Dragon. What is that, Maureen?
That is a mummer's play. It's a little bit of a mystery. They were done all over England, and each village had sort of their own version of them. We have a character who is St. George. And then he has his obstacle and is usually slain. And then
right.
There's a lot of comedy, low comedy in the Mummer's Play. But also there's a beautiful high point, which is the tradition that may represent anything from the pagan period of sort of resurrection at the new year, new life springing from the cold winter. So after St. George is killed, he's resurrected and life begins again.
Now, Maureen, I know when I've seen the Revels shows, there's always, you know, a message within the play. Well, you know, you include some current topics within the play. So a play within the play. So some satire also. Who does that? Is that your responsibility to make sure that we're all kept kind of up to date in Elizabethan England?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have that much to do with the in particular, that kind of humor in the Mummer's Play. Actually, those players go and rehearse with Effie Cummings, our assistant director for theater, and who's helped me with a lot of staging for this year's show. And they come up with a lot of current humor to implant into the Mummer's Play. And that would have been kind of traditional in those plays in the past. Mm-hmm. They would have been poking some fun at the current state of affairs, making light of hard situations. And though jolly, there's sometimes a little edge in there. So we put a little bit of that kind of humor. And juxtaposed to that, we have these moments like the Abbot's Bromley, which we're dancing this year for the first time ever since I've been artistic director, which is a very sort of mysterious and beautiful and very etheric kind of moment, although very earthy at the same time. That one will be played by Lisla Kulbach on recorder. It's very beautiful.
The Abbot's Bromley Horn Dance.
Right. The Abbot's Bromley Horn Dance, where the men are literally carrying horns. And that's a dance from England that was traditionally danced to a different tune. So I think it was Jack Langstaff's art, that paired it with the particular tune that we use in the Revels. And it gives it a very haunting and magical quality. It's become a Revels tradition.
If you'd like to allow yourself to be whisked away to England and get dropped into the reign of Queen Elizabeth and join in the fun, the Mummer's Play, the dances, and the spectacular music and the beautiful costuming, and join in the fun by maybe dancing and singing along, you can be a part of that December 15th through the 18th. Maureen, how should folks get their tickets?
Folks should get their tickets by contacting the Hopkins Center box office, and I have a phone number at 603-646-2422, or just visiting the Hop website, hop.dartmouth.edu, or in fact, through our Revels North website at revelsnorth.org. And tickets do tend to sell out for a Christmas revel, so this is a great time to still get good seats.
It would make a great gift, wouldn't it?
It's a great gift. It really is.
And speaking of gifts, you could probably use some assistance, couldn't you, to help to replace some of the costumes that were damaged?
Really true. We are still trying to raise funds to replace our costume shop. And in addition, because so many of our donors gave so generously to help us with that, we are also really campaigning for our annual fund right now, just for general operating support through the year to bring our programs to the stage and our outreach programs to children and teenagers in the Upper Valley.
I'd like to thank our guest today, Maureen Burford, the artistic director from Revels North, and also our guests from Punk's Delight, Jay Rosenberg, Lisla Kulbach, Hilder Collot, Karen Hansen, and also our beautiful singer today, Becky Bailey. It's been such a treat to have a little preview of the Christmas Revels celebration of the winter solstice. The website again for the Christmas Revels or Revels North. Maureen, if you could just give the website again, because people are going to find a lot of information there.
They sure will. It's www.revelsnorth, revelsnorth.org, and you can also visit us on Facebook at Revels North Group.
I'd also like to thank our engineer today, C.J. Leek from Munsonville Audio, for all of his assistance with bringing the sound of the Revels to NHPR and the Folk Show. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us, Kate.
It would be really nice if we could hear just one last piece to wrap it all up. Do you have another tune that we could play?
We'll have Liesla Kulbach play the Abbott's Bromley tune on her recorder.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, the economics of second homes. New Hampshire has a relatively high share of vacation properties, more than 10% statewide, with heavy concentrations in resort areas. We'll look at the impact of these getaway homes on property taxes, demographics, and jobs. Also, how the second home market may provide a bright spot in an otherwise struggling real estate sector. Email us at nhpr.org and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and NHPTV's series Changing Aging in the Granite State. The next episode focuses on consumer and investment fraud. This Thursday at 8, Friday at 6, and online at nhptv.org/aging. And the 33rd Putney Crafts Tour, Thanksgiving weekend, 27 open studios in Putney, Vermont. Art for sale, backroads tour, demos, and food. Information and maps at putneycrafts.com. This is New Hampshire Public Radio.